Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hi, my friends. How are you? I am so glad you're here. I had planned on a different podcast today, but while I was on vacation, I had something happen that I wanted to share with you all. To me, this is a really grab my hand, let's take this journey together type of show. And what that means to me is that I should share real life happenings, real life discoveries, and all the in-betweens with you. I think more people should share our experiences and our stories so that we can know we're not alone. I always like to know that what I'm going through and what I'm feeling, I'm not the only one. And I think realistically, we know that, but it's nice to hear that and it's nice to experience that. So that's kind of what I wanted to do with this one. My family and I took a vacation in Maui, and it was beautiful. We haven't been on vacation since before COVID. And yes, I feel like I had to justify it. Don't tell me why. We work hard. We save hard. And yeah, I still feel like I had to justify it. So anyways, I know what has helped me up until this point is to read or share or listen to other people's real life stories. Like I said, realize that many of us are battling things, going through things, living the same stories and stories that are very similar. So I wanted to do and tell you mine today. So Maui was a dream vacation. It was absolutely amazing. We had some beautiful, beautiful days there. And then I woke up at this one point and I had this overwhelming feeling of depression. And if you have had depression or you have depression, you know that it can happen anywhere. It does not care where you are, who you are, what you have, what's going on. When it hits, period. So when I woke up and I could feel it creeping in, I was just like, oh no, here it is. Here it is. Why? I'm in Maui. I'm with my family. I'm on vacation. Why is this even happening? I was so upset, which made it worse, right? And I will preference that, you know, this experience with the fact that I've been doing a lot of work around my depression. I've been working with medication. I've been working with supplements. I've been regulating my nervous system. I've been listening to my body so I can feel the depression sneaking in, like I said. And I definitely could feel the depression sneaking in that morning. And I realized it. And I knew, okay, I'm going to have to tackle it. I mean, I'm on vacation in Maui with my family. I'm going to have to tackle it. And I do know that it was going to get worse before it got better. But I also knew, and that was really, really amazing for me. And something, like I said, I've been working on is so much better than when it just like completely sneaks in and sideswipes me, like just takes me over. I've definitely had that happen before too, where all of a sudden it just boom hits you. And that's an awful feeling. So feeling it start to creep in and realizing in my body that it's happening made it so much easier for me to climb out of. And I will like I'll be honest with you, right? Like I felt a lot of shame around it. Shame, depression comes with shame, I think, is part of it. And I definitely felt shame. Like I am having this good life. I do. Yeah, I am in Maui. And even before when I had depression, I remember like thinking, I know. I have a beautiful life. I have the family I've always wanted. I know. I have all the good things. I literally have nothing to complain about. But depression doesn't care. It still hits you. It can still take over your life. It doesn't care. So that shame you feel, it's not worth feeling. And that's not a good way to say it because it's not like you choose it necessarily, but you do have to be aware of it, or I do at least. I have to be aware of it. Like, okay, I'm feeling shame. That's okay. that comes with it. Let's take that and just not add that on to today. Let's not feel the shame today. I'm already tackling the depression today. So, anyways, I started realizing that I needed help with my depression. And when I first started happening, like I said, I had a great family. I had a great life. So I needed ways to help myself with that. And because I was doing all the things, like I exercised almost daily, I was sleeping okay. I was eating okay. I was going to work. I was getting out of bed. So when I talked to doctors and therapists, multiple, mind you, I got told many, many times that because I was getting to work and I was getting out of bed and I was doing what needed to be done, I was okay. I didn't really have depression or not enough, sometimes they told me. And I was like, okay. All right. So you're telling me that what I'm feeling isn't true, first of all. You're telling me that because I am barely getting by, because I'm doing what I had to do to get by, and I had a good life, that I didn't have depression or I didn't have it enough. And let me tell you, it felt like enough. It felt like I had enough depression in my life for sure. Whew. Okay. So I definitely had it. And if you have professionals, let me just share this with you. If you have any professionals out there that tell you that you don't have it or you don't have it enough, don't find shame in that. Don't find discouragement in it. Keep asking the questions. Keep advocating for yourself. I know it's hard. I've been there and I've done that. But you have to keep trying because, you know, as much as I believe in our systems are definitely flawed. So, and I also don't want you to feel like questioning it because this is what I went through, questioning like, okay, so am I just being whiny? Am I just being weak? That's not true. I wasn't being whiny. I wasn't being weak. You aren't either if you are feeling those feelings of depression. You're actually being so strong and so brave by getting by every day and doing the things you have to do. You are actually being so strong and so brave by asking for help. It's hard to ask for help. And I can tell you what, being denied that help, that didn't help me. It didn't help my depression. So I want you to know that that does happen. And if it happens to you, first of all, so sorry. That sucks. And second of all, keep trying, keep trying. For me, I knew depression ran in my family. My grandmother had it. My mom had it. Who knows who else? Like, it just happens, right? And I didn't want to stay in that place. I hated being in that place. I didn't like the shame and I didn't like the depression. I did not want to be in that place. I'd always been like a really happy person, I feel like. I feel like I was very happy. I had a happy life. I was a pretty happy person. I was a person to have a smile on my face. I was a person to kind of think positive. Before I had depression, I had cancer. And I just always felt like, wow, my community surrounded me and they helped me through this cancer. And don't take life for granted. Don't take what you have for granted. So I had those feelings. I knew I loved what I had. I knew I loved my life. I knew I wanted to be happy. None of that mattered because I had depression, but like that's where I was, and I wanted to go back to that place. So I definitely took over my life and I started doing what I needed to do, whether the professionals thought so or not. And thank goodness for my sake, because I got to go back to that happier place, and for my family's sake. I mean, just because I was getting by did not mean I was fun to live with. I will completely own that because I didn't even like living with me. So it was great for me. It was great for my family. It was probably really great for my coworkers. It was probably really great for my students. Like anybody you interact with, that the more at peace, the more happier, the less stress you have in your life, totally radiates out to every single person you interact with every single day. Remember that when you are thinking that self-care, that learning how to take care of yourself is selfish, it is not, because every single person that you interact with is being affected by your energy, by your positivity, by what you're putting out there in the world. So it is not selfish, it is for everybody. So, anyways, I kept advocating for myself until I found a doctor that did help me with medication. I took medication, I started feeling better. And the medication also helped me get out of bed better. It helped me exercise more. It helped me eat better because I was feeling better and not so depressed. So, thank you, doctors who said I was doing what I had to do. I could have done better, and I did once I got on medication. Years later, actually, maybe a year and a half ago, so not even that long ago, I weaned myself off medication and started supplements instead. That was so scary for me. But I knew I already by that point had a bunch of tools that I could use and I could lean on. I am 100% not saying get off your medication and that that's right for you. It was only right for me at this time in my life because I had put so much work in. Some people can never get off medication. Like, in case you did not know, I am not a therapist or a doctor. So I'm not suggesting. I'm just telling my journey and my story. I worked really hard and I was able to get off my medication, get on some supplements, along with using all the tools that I have learned. My depression was mild, I guess you could say, right? I can't even imagine what not mild is. So, oh my God, bless you out there. But mine was mild. So I was able to use the help of supplements and the tools that I've used, all the self-development I've done through the years, everything that I have done when I put my foot down and I said, I am not going to live in this depression anymore. I just really started a whole advocating process, a self-development process, a collecting tools process that has brought me to this day right here, and why I want to share all of this with all of you. So, back to Maui. Beautiful, highly recommend it. Anyways, I could feel it coming. I recognized it. I could feel it in my body, right? And I knew I had all those tools in my toolbox. So I thought, well, you know what? I will share with you some of the tools that I did use. And the first one is listening to my body, right? I have worked really hard about how to listen to my body so things don't overwhelm me or, catch me off guard. So I was trying to understand what my body was telling me, listening to the feelings I was getting, thinking about what cycle I was in at that moment, like looking back, because I've been trying to write down my cycles and what environment and energy level and happiness level I'm at as I go through my menstruation cycle. So I looked at that and just tried to overall feel in my body, where is this coming from? What's happening? What can I do? Another tool that I used was Reiki, lucky for me, right? I'm a certified Reiki healer master, but you only have to be certified in level one. So if that's something for you, like if you can't find somebody to give you Reiki where you are, because that can be really hard. And, it can be kind of expensive if you aren't really in that time or place where you can do it either. And I get that. But you can become level one certified and then be able to do it to yourself. And so that's what I did. I gave Reiki to myself. I went through my chakras. I worked with them, worked with my energy flow. I love getting Reiki from others. To me, it's kind of like a massage or a coffee, which might sound weird, but like I can give myself a massage in certain places in my body, right? I can obviously make my own coffee, but getting Reiki from someone else or drinking someone else's coffee that they made, I don't know, it's just always so much better. But it was such a valuable tool at this point because I could give Reiki to myself. So that was amazing. Another tool that I use that is free and simple is my breathing. Yes, breathing seems like it's really simple, something you don't have to think about, but our breathing gets shorter and choppier and less when we have depression take over our nervous systems or anytime our nervous system is not regulated. So, taking time to be deliberate about breathing really truly helps your nervous system, which then can help your depression. Also, I took a walk. I moved my body. I moved my energy. I grounded myself. Walks are so great because not only are they the movement of your body, not you are you're shifting your energy around in your body, kind of like shaking and moving. Taking a walk is so amazing for you. It also grounds you because you're like touching the earth. And it also gives you that time to let you notice other things, which is another tool. Like, what can I see? What can I smell? What can I hear? What can I touch? What can I feel? So going through that also shifts your thoughts, your programming, your mind, which also helps that depression piece. I kept giving energy and thought about what I was grateful for. That's another great tool. Where am I? Who was I with? I'm so grateful for that. So I used all of these tools in a morning when I was there with my family, watching my family. I was there. And together, they really helped me get over the hill of depression for that day. It kept my mind from like spiraling completely out of control. Because if I am just thinking about my depression, if I'm just being worried about my depression, I spiral completely out of control. So I'm not gonna lie and say it was an easy day. Like, oh, I did those tools and I was all better. No, it wasn't an easy day, but I got through that day and I got it through it so much better using the tools, listening to my body. Going through that process helped me so much. So, I want to let you know the story. One, because I know depression sucks, even if you have it, quote unquote, mild like me. So, I know it does. It really, truly sucks. I want to be here for you. Two, I want you to know to advocate for yourself if people are saying that it's not enough or they're denying your feelings. Your emotions, advocate for yourself. And also, I want you to know that it happens even in really nice places, even in your dream vacation, even with your family, even in places and situations and people that you love. It doesn't care if you have a good life or a bad life. Depression doesn't care if it's a good time or a bad time. It doesn't care who you are with. Depression doesn't care about anything. So you can literally feel depression at any time. What I want you to take away from this, other than those tools, is that again, I know that it happens and it says absolutely nothing about who you are as a person. I want you to know that it's okay to talk about the depression, to share your stories, to ask for help. And I want you to keep asking your stories, asking for help and telling your stories. And I want you to know that I'm here for you and others are here for you. I don't want you to give up on yourself. I don't want you to disbelieve your emotions or your feelings because they're yours and no one else's. And I don't want you to feel that shame. And I don't want you to be as discouraged as you may be. Ask for help, share your story. Reach out. There are people here for you. I am here for you. If you want to know any more of my tools or work with me to get these tools become habits, like these tools that I used, I didn't even really have to think about them at this point because they are habits that I have created that I do automatically now. And I can help you with that or get help from other people and get help from other people. Like you just do what you got to do. You're so valuable. You're so special. I love you so much. So I wanted to come here and share this with you. So thank you for listening and being part of my story and part of my journey. I truly appreciate it. Hi, friends. If you're anything like me, I can only make so many decisions. I mean, decision burnout, it's a real thing. And when it comes to planning meals, I get completely burnt out and we end up eating the same menu over and over. HelloFresh has helped my family get a variety of meals into our lives without me having to make a bunch of decisions. And some nights, I don't even have to cook because they come with such great instructions that my teens can cook them. Looking for a way to make less decisions? Just decide to email me and I'll hook you up with a free, yes, a free meal from HelloFresh. Why? Because I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.